I'm joined on the line by James Cawley, who is Policy Officer with Independent Live and Movement Ireland. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm mighty now. Good.
Great. Now, we're going to talk... I'm going to start off with asking you, can you tell us what the principles of independent living is? Or are?
Yes, so I suppose independent living is all about freedom, choice, control, and I suppose a person having independence. So here at the Independent Living Movement Ireland, we come from a rights-based approach, working towards an inclusive society. So some of our pillars might be a personal assistance service, looking at housing, employment, transport. And I suppose the importance of personal assistance allows a person with a disability to live independently. It's a tool that allows the person to live independently and allowing them to have that choice and control over their lives, enabling them to do whatever they choose day by day.
And can you tell me how you got involved with it yourself?
When I started university, was the first time that I used a personal assistance service. I came from a big family of, I'm one of nine, I'm the youngest of nine, and I left my rural house in County Longford, and I came up to Maynooth, and I went off to university. And when I registered with the Disability Office, it was... There, where I heard about a personal assistance service, and that's when I started using one. So I had a personal assistant during the day and a night during the night to allow me to live on campus and live the student life like everyone. So I suppose then disability activism then was the whole. I had a passion for that the whole way through university, involved in different campaigns around independent living and disability and all of that, and that's basically how I kind of got into being more active in having a life of my own choice.
Okay, and James, people with disabilities, what changes, within the Independent Living Movement Ireland, what changes are you looking for?
Well, I suppose there's a number of things that we, in an ideal world, that we'd like to have, but we're working and campaigning, particularly, I suppose, around them pillars that I was talking to you about. So, for example, one kind of group that I'm leading at the moment is a housing consultation group. So looking at kind of under the National Housing Plan for Disabled People, looking at a local authority level at all their strategic plans and seeing what they are actually doing for people with disability to house them, and linking in, I suppose, locally and regionally, and then coming back to a national group and seeing what are the real issues and moving forward and a strategic and collective approach. And I suppose the other one then, the big one for us, is our personal assistance service campaign. Again, it's about allowing people to have the choice and control over the life. So I suppose we at the Independent Movement Ireland, what we want for a personal assistance service is to define what a personal assistance service is, and to get legislation, I suppose, so to introduce legislation to guarantee us the right to a personal assistance service as per Article 19 of the UN Convention. I suppose to invest in the service as well, and to standardise and have a single standard assessment of needs. And I suppose then as well to promote that there is a personal assistance service out there, and it can allow a person to actually engage in fully and true independent living.
Right. And do you think that with everything else happening, I suppose, in the political world at the moment, the needs of people with disabilities are being put on the back boiler?
Well, some say they can be. And yeah, at times I would agree. But this is where we as members of society and contributed members of society should get involved at all levels, and I suppose lobby our politicians and be able to tell them that I am a constituent, I am able to vote, my brothers, my sisters, my loved ones are able to vote. And when you look at statistics, there's more and more now people presenting with a disability, so we have to frame it in a way that it is a societal issue, and that we have to work together in order to for these things to actually, I suppose, to improve. So we need to activate our own voices in order to get these services improved.
Exactly, you need your voice to be heard. Do you think the needs of people with disabilities, I know you're based in Dublin and maybe you're more, I suppose, you get probably a little bit more help or there's more available to you because you live in Dublin, but do you think the needs of people with disabilities in rural Ireland differ to those in, I suppose, urban areas such as Dublin?
Yeah, well, actually myself, Debbie, I'm actually commuting every day from Longford, so I'm actually kind of, I understand it, I suppose, the challenges of that as well. So I commute to Dublin every day. But again, I bring it back to the personal assistance service. If we look at kind of figures that were submitted by the HSD to the Committee on Public Petitions in 2017, 84% of the people who served personal assistance service received on average less than 3 hours per day, with 44% of them people with just 42 minutes per day. So if we just look at that figure alone, 42 minutes a day, we have to ask the question, is that independent living or is that institutionalisation in the home? And how can you actually split your day into 42 minutes? You know, like some people's shower routines, including my own, would take at least an hour, you know. So there are vital things that we definitely have to continue to challenge and continue to talk about. And I suppose, again, at a collective approach so we can put our heads together and move forward strategically in order for this services like that to enable people to live independently to improve.
Exactly. Tell us a little bit about how it all started and when it started. Like, how long is Independent Living Movement? When was it founded?
So the Independent Living Movement was originally established at the Centre for Independent Living in 1992 by and for disabled people. And I suppose like its aim was that disabled people achieved independent living and choice and control over their lives with full participation in society. So I suppose then through the years then, I suppose, with the great leader Martin Octon, who has passed on since, and other people like him that influenced this movement the whole way through into now, and it's only recently now that last year in September that we were branded as the Independent Living Movement Ireland. And I suppose the key thing there was that the key message was that it was a movement, and again it was about nothing about us without us, and rights not charity, that we wanted to have an Ireland and a vision to have an Ireland where disabled persons had that freedom, that choice in all aspects of their life. Again, looking at independence, having options, rights and empowerment.
Yeah, and I suppose it's to get the voice out of disabled people and getting yourself heard, you know, getting it out there and letting people know exactly what you're saying and for people to listen to you. Do you think the Minister for Disability has done anything to improve any of the things you're looking for since he became the Minister for Disabilities?
Yeah, well, so I suppose the most obvious one was the ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. And obviously, we welcomed the increase on the disability allowance, the increase in the threshold of the disability allowance to retain the medical card and other things like that. But like, there's always, I suppose, when we get an opportunity to talk to, you know, politicians and that we would be, while these things are welcomed, that, you know, it's important that we continue to move forward and try and increase, I suppose, the investment around disability services. And particularly, again, I keep going back to that, because I suppose it's so vital for independent living, is that personal assistance service, that it gets its own kind of, I suppose, ring-fenced funding in terms of funding it. You know, that it's vitally important that we look at that so people can go on and lead their own lives and represent themselves in society as well.
And are you funded by the government at all?
Sorry?
Are you funded by the government, the organisation?
Yeah, so we'll be HSE funded, yeah.
Okay. All right, so listen, James, thanks for talking to us today. And as you said, you just want to get your voices heard there. You want to have your aims are towards, I'm reading here now, independence, options, rights and empowerment. And everyone should have the right to do that. I know you're going since 1992. We spoke to you last year. Have you seen as the years go by a difference? Are you getting your voice heard a little bit more every year, or has there not been much of a change throughout the years?
Well, I suppose, yeah, definitely. Like, people are, I suppose, being more active and engaging in society now. But it is about organisations like ourselves that can allow people to have a platform in order to move forward. And again, as a rights-based approach, and to never feel like these things are a privilege, that it is your right to education, it's your right to live in a house, it's your right to go out to work, and if you need support in order to do that, so be it. I suppose, yes, definitely, I think it's improving, but the key thing is that people need to actually actively engage and activate their own voices, and particularly in a collective approach, in order to remove barriers that society presents us with today.
There's just one or two questions. Can you just explain what direct payment is?
So a direct payment would be where I suppose the direct budget comes from the HSE, and a person then would actually get allocated a budget or around that, and that they would direct their own personal assistance service then. Mm-hmm. Themselves without a service provider.
Okay. And can you just give, if there's people listening today and they want to find out more about this and about the work you do, could you give out a number or a web address?
Yeah, no problem. So you can contact our office at info@ilmi.ie.
Yeah. Great. And is there a phone number?
Yeah. So our phone number then is 01
yeah
873
yeah
04
yeah
55.
Great. Listen, James, Cawley, thanks a million for talking to us today, and keep up the good work, and get your voice heard, and keep up the good work. And if anyone's listening today, we'll give out those numbers again and the web address. Thanks once again for talking to us this morning.
Great. Okay, thank you, Deb.